time I really felt that way. But that was then and now it's today. Can't get off yet and so I'm here to stay. Till someone comes along and takes my place. With a different name, yes, a different face. You're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself. Well, you're feeling alright. I'm not feeling too good myself.
W-O-N-Y, Oneonta.
We're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears. Past and present dissolve. Decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again. Rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land, whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WOMY.
When she kissed me, I was born. Then she said goodbye. Then I knew right away I was born. Now I'm happy and the joke's on her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. She took my love, said you're not coming back. My world and my sky would all turn to black. Now I see the that place for lovers who wander, yeah. Whoa, 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 you never know it now, my story can be told. With a smiling face, I'm the luckiest guy in a human race. All my loving dreams are gone for her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, she took my love, you see. Oh, she doesn't bother me. Yeah, I found that place to be, yeah. You'd never know it now, I'm a story can be told. With a smiling face, I'm the luckiest guy in a human race. All my love and dreams are gone for her. 'Cause I found that place for lovers who wander, yeah.
Thank you.
Bruno Mars here, 90.9 FM, Marry You. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G back with you on another edition of Jukebox Journey. So glad you could join me on a Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're having a good day today. Busy day today. It is April 22nd. Earth Day turns 56 years old today. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You share your big day with this guy, Mr. Glenn Campbell.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
thing she did when we got married was take my spine away from me. She did. She keeps it in her purse. It's handy in case I have to do something manly. 3 o'clock in the morning. I heard a noise. Here's your spine. Go down and see what it was. I hate that wake-up call. She hears a noise. I gotta go down and see what it is. Well, if you were sleeping, you wouldn't have heard it. So go back to sleep. You won't hear the next one. Trust me, he's trying to be as quiet as he can. He'll probably apologize for waking us up.
Like a long time to come. How can I be so blind, baby, not see you are the one? I let you slip on from me, honey. I let you walk on. Can't understand it.
And the Jake Isles Band Must Have Got Lost here at 90.9 FM. He opened up for Tom Petty, what was that, 2017? And he was incredible. In his 70s at that point, jumping all around the stage, really into it. He's 80 now, and he's still out on tour. Rock and roll for you, eh? Johnny G, along with you. I hope you're having a good day today. Personally, it's been a tough week. Monday, I went to a wake, and yesterday we said goodbye to my father-in-law. And as you probably know, death is never easy, whether it's a parent, a friend, a relative, even a pet. You know, it's suddenly there's a void in your life, and life has handed you a new normal. But one of the ways I like to deal with it is turn to humor. And one of the funniest things I've ever seen about death happened on the Roseanne show. That was back in the 90s, I believe, when she was on. Laurie Metcalf played her sister, Jackie. And I believe Laurie Metcalf even got an Emmy for this scene. And the scene was written by the late comedian Norm Macdonald. But the scene is that Roseanne and Jackie's father passed away, and they're calling the relatives to let them know. Roseanne has made a bunch of phone calls. They're in the kitchen. And she says to Jackie, now it's your turn. You got to make some phone calls. Jackie doesn't want to make the phone calls, but she gets up and she dials the phone.
Can't. Annie Barbara? It's Jackie. Jackie. I'm fine. I'm fine. I have some bad news. Dad is not with us anymore. I said, Dad has passed away. He's passed away. Dad is gone. Dad's dead. He's dead. No, Dad. Dad. He's fine. He sends his love.
I remember all my life. and boats and waterfalls, alleyways and payphone calls. I've been everywhere with you.
That's true.
With God. And in the streets you run it free, like it's only you and me. Here's your something to see.
All the way back to 1979, Earth, Wind, and Fire here on Jukebox Journey, giving us September. Johnny G in with you. Hope you're having a great day today. Got to do a shout out right now to Catherine and Elizabeth. I hope you like this one. Where he says, "Who, me? What am I going to do in a submarine?" Oh, boy. I woke up this morning to the news that Dave Mason passed away at the age of 79 years old. And what a career he had. 1967, him, Steve Winwood, they started with the group Traffic. And then he went on to have a solo career. And the people that he worked with, Jimi Hendrix, the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, it's just an incredible list, an incredible musician. Fortunately, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. You know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a habit of waiting till somebody passes away and then they induct them. But if you're going to go, this is the way to go. He cooked his favorite meal with his wife, sat down in his favorite chair with his dog at his feet, passed away peacefully. Good for him. One of the favorite songs that of mine that he did was a remake by Jerry Goffin and Carol King, and it's just something about this song. I hope you like it as much as I do.
There's a love I can't be sure.
FM. You're listening to Jukebox Journey on a Wednesday afternoon. And I recently came across an interview with Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish, and I watched it, and it was one of those things. It's like, wow, I never knew that. In the interview, he talks about how Hootie and the Blowfish, let me just hold on one second before I do that. In the interview, he talks about how Hootie and the Blowfish got their big break.
And then one day we got the luckiest thing that's ever happened. A radio station in New York decided to play Hold My Hand one time. And they played it. And it just happened that David Letterman was driving home from work that night. Okay. And the one time they played it, David Letterman heard it. And the story goes, it was a Tuesday. He heard the song and he pulled on the side of the road and he called his booking agent and said, I want that band, this Hootie the Blowfish band, on my show. And they booked us for that Friday. That Friday, we woke up being just some band, struggling band, and we played that Friday night, and the next Monday, we were about to be the biggest band in the world.
What did he say to you when you appeared in the program that night, or did he say anything? He's famous or notorious, depending on the point of view, for not saying much before you come on.
He didn't say anything before we came on, but after we played, he came up and told us how great he thought the record was. I mean, and that he became our biggest supporter. I think there was a run for, I think, 4 months where every night on the show he said Hootie and the Blowfish.
Wow.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist, with a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand.
I wanna be warrior, oh, I wanna be warrior. Because I'm on the American bandstand. As we dance if you're tuning in. You'll see my baby and me on the bandstand.
Bandstand.
And now we're humming. And we'll be humming all day. We'll take the bumping. We'll have a new room and you can drop in. I'm all the music they play on the bandstand.
Bandstand.
And we'll rock and roll and stroll on American. Lindy Hop and Slop, it's American. Tune in, I'm on, turn on, I'm in, I'm on.
Someone else celebrating a birthday today. This guy is turning 76. Happy birthday, Peter Frampton.
Too long. Now I'm one. and I miss you so.
W-O-N-Y, Oneonta.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing?
Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress as flashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll.